This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 12 for Wednesday, August 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker Wednesday as the Canadian oilseed continued to rebalance itself relative to the Chicago soy complex. Canola down $10 to $15, November down $15 at $775.90 per ton. While soybeans and soy oil were both firmer on the day, they had moved lower Monday when Canadian markets were closed for a long weekend, and canola is still catching up with that. Losses in European rapeseed futures today also weighed on canola, although the Canadian oilseed is looking relatively cheap compared to other markets. While timely rains and moderate temperatures are aiding crop developments, canola production is unlikely to live up to earlier estimates after hot and dry weather earlier in the growing season. In the U.S., soybeans held on to gains while wheat and corn were both lower. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand estimates on Friday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Soybeans underpinned somewhat by solid export demand, the November contract up 2 cents at $13.08 per bushel. The USDA announced flash export sales this morning of 251,000 tons of soybeans to China. Average trade guesses ahead of Friday's report call for a slight cut to U.S. soybean production from earlier forecasts, with yield estimates ranging from about 50.5 to 52 bushels per acre. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather conditions did keep some pressure on the bean market, with not much negative on the weather side. Corn, pressured by favorable Corn Belt weather, the September contract down 4 cents at $4.81 per bushel. U.S. corn production is also expected to be revised lower on Friday, with yield estimates anywhere from 172.4 to 178 bushels per acre. Weekly ethanol production in the U.S. came in at just over a million barrels per day. That was down slightly from the previous week and the lowest level in 2 months. However, stocks of the renewable fuel still edged up to 22.88 million barrels. Wheat futures lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in the September contract at $8.19 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in September at $7.61. And Chicago wheat down 21 cents in the September contract at $6.35 per bushel. Average trade guesses call for an increase in U.S. wheat production on Friday, with upward revisions in the winter wheats likely to counter expected downward revisions in spring wheat. Rising production estimates out of Russia were bearish, but quality issues with Ukraine's crop, along with the ongoing difficulties moving grain out of the Black Sea region, did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.